This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. To many in the United States, she was known simply as RBG. And today, they're mourning the passing of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. When she took her place on the bench, she was just the second woman ever to serve on the 9-member court. Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She is being praised by bipartisan voices. She was a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable liberal on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the all-boys club legal profession to become something of a pop icon and a hero to American liberals, respected across political lines. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political fight. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump himself says there will be no delay in his selection process, clearly wanting quick Senate confirmation vote to get a new Supreme Court justice in place. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voters should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Trump administration will ban the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok in the U.S. starting tomorrow night.